Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and this is a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The water is twinkling. The sunset is shining off the water. It is a beautiful day. The butterflies are flying around. The little kids, you can hear their voices in the playgrounds. Let's not forget, even though the Lord spared us to get through this pandemic, and a lot of people didn't make it, and because he allowed us to make it, let's not run back to the world, and let's not run back to foolish things. Let our tracks be made toward the altar. Let it be about the altar. Let it be about the altar. Let it be about praise. Let it be about worship. Let it be about thanks. Let it be about saying, Lord, thank you for sparing me. Thank you for giving me another chance. Lord, thank you for keeping me through this madness. Now that you kept me, Father, what can I do for you? Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to all our listeners. And if you're new, we welcome you, you and you. Amen. We welcome First Lady always, our First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, all our other co-hosts, Bishop Thurman Butler, First Lady Butler, amen, of Undisputed Truth Ministries. We just want to thank everyone for their support once again. And now let's go to the throne of the Lord. Father God, almighty, all graceful, all great, and all that we need is you. Thank you, Father, for keeping us. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your forgiveness that you've given us another chance. You've given us another day. You've given us another chance to walk in your marvelous light. Now that you've given us those chances, God, guide us. Show us the way, Father. Be our beacon light through the darkness and the madness of all these things that's going on. Let us not forget about you. Bless our family, friends, and our loved ones, and our children, and our grandchildren, and our neighbors, and our community, and even our enemies, those that are far and abroad, those that are in foreign countries, those that are in China and India and Barbados, wherever they may be at, God, bless them. Move on their behalf, God. Send peace, send health, send wealth, send joy, send laughter. Send you, God. Send your angels to do a work. And we thank you, and we know it's already done. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our Fire Friday. And we will have fruit for this Friday. And I will also be giving out a title to the fruit each and every week. It's not going to be strawberries. It's not going to be grapes. Because the title this week is Take Your Natural Hands Out of the Spiritual Situations. Amen. Leave it to the Father.
Do I have anybody in this place that's willing to worship the Father tonight? Hallelujah. Lift those hands to the Lord.
Father, me in your arms. Father, and father me, father, wrap me in your arms, father, wrap me in your arms. Father,
lift those hands to Jesus. Lift those hands. Say it with me. Say it with me.
Father,
can I get any worshipers in the house? Come on, you may be wounded, you may be hurt, you may be left alone. But he can be a father to you. Let him wrap his arms around you. Come on, just open your mouth. I don't care where you are. Come on, talk to him. Father, wrap me.
Thank you.
Tonight, you may be left alone. Your natural daddy may be gone. Your natural father may be gone. But come on, let our heavenly Father wrap his arms around you and let him love you right there. Come on, come on, come on. Just talk to him. Lift those hands. Come on and say, Father me. Get out of the booth. Father me, yeah. Father me, yeah. Take me in your arms. Hold me. Love me. Father me, yes. Protect me. Provide for me. Love me. Cover me. Heal me. Father 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 me. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Father, me. Yeah, I need you. Nobody can do me like you can. I need you. I gotta have you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Father, me. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Dare you in this place just to worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Come on, come on. Come on, you've been without long enough, but the Father is here tonight. You've been without protection long enough, but the Father is here tonight. Some folks been messed over you and picked on you, and folks been just done you wrong, but the Father's here tonight. He's here to pick you up, and he's here to put a little alcohol and little mercurial foam on your leg, and he want to heal you. He want to make it feel good and make it all better. Come on, let the Father just love you tonight. Come on, let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Come on, tell him, Father me. Father me. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, lift those hands to the Lord. Come on, lift those hands up high. Lift them up. The devil wants you to do it. Come on, but the Father is on the scene. I don't care who started the fight, but you're about to win. You're about to get the victory because the Father, he's on the scene. Every devil's got to go. Every demon's got to go because the Father is on the scene. Yes, 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 yes.
I'm gonna trust in the Lord till I die. Listen, I'm gonna stay on my bending knees. Stay on my bending knees. Stay on bending knees till I die. I'm gonna stay on bending knees. Stay on my bending knees. I'm gonna stay on bending knees till I die. Now you don't believe me, but listen, I'm gonna get on the battlefield. Get on.
Battlefield.
Will you stay?
Battlefield.
Tell me, can you stay?
Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh, Lord. I've had my share of trials and tribulation. Yes, I have. I've had my share of ups and downs. But listen, I know if I keep on, oh, working for Jesus, oh, one day, my soul would be, oh, I would be heaven bound. When I get on my knees sometime, I tell the Lord, I say, Lord, I'm in trouble. Won't you lead me? Do you ever tell him that sometimes?
Oh, Lord,
I'm in trouble. I've had my share of trials and tribulations, ooh, Lord. I've had so many of ups and downs. Christian, you ought to deal with this. I'm bound. You can say, I know. If I just keep on working for Jesus. And tell it, lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Do you ever tell it that? You got all power in your hands.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch.
Lead me.
I'm
waiting on you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Here is my hand.
Please.
Take me by my hand.
Oh, Lord.
I know you can do it.
Please.
I've stretched my hand to thee. No other help I know.
Please.
I'm gonna stay right here waiting on you.
Oh, Lord.
You may not come when I want you.
Please.
But I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna stay right here and hold out my hand to thee. Sometimes when chills all in my
eyes.
But I'm gonna wait anyhow. So many times when pain all in my body. I'm gonna wait on you. Lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry, at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory. Before we get back into our Friday night variety, I want to pass along our Friday fire fruit. Amen. Remember, the title was Take Your Natural Hands Out of Spiritual Situations. Amen. I am your joy. Let these words reverberate in your mind and sink into your innermost being. I, your companion who will never leave you, am a boundless source of joy. If you really believe this, you can rest in the truth that every day of your life is a good day. So refuse to use the label a bad day, even when you're struggling deeply. Your circumstances may indeed be very hard, but I am nonetheless with you, holding you by your right hand. There is good to be found in this day and every day, because of my constant presence and steadfast love. You may not be rich by worldly standards, but my unfailing love is priceless. This love guarantees that you can find refuge in the shadow of my wings, no matter what is happening. Also, access to my river of delights. When your world feels anything but delightful, turn to me and drink deeply from this ravishing river. My loving presence, I am your joy. That is your Friday fruit, and I hope that it is fruitful to the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord. If you know the Lord, then you do. No, even you did. Tell him that you love. If you know he made a way for you, if you know he made a way for you, tell him that you love. I told can't sing this song like I used to. I used to be barely strong as you. I got on the phone and I called 659-7228 on my way, but I don't bring it in my mind. I can't say this no more. I can't say this no more. For those of you that got another living, you don't realize how good God is. Help me say, thank you, Lord. If you got another living, if you got another living, stand on your feet right now. Help me say, thank you, Lord. If you got a better living, if you got a better living, go and find her right now. Put your arms around her. If you got a mother in the building, if you got a mother in the building, go and find her right now. Put your arms. Tell her, mama, I love you. I love you, mama. I love you, mama. I love you, mama. Mama, I love you. Mama. Just like me, that don't have a mother. Say, there may be somebody just like me that don't have a mother. I wonder, will you stand right now? If you don't have a mother, you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. If you don't have a mother, please stand. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, no.
I wanna ask you one question. Y'all don't mind. I wanna ask you one question. Ain't God brother me? Can we make it? Can we stand on the top? Would you know? Not too long ago, I had the chance to go out and visit my mother's gravesite. While standing there, a million things were through my mind. Thought about the time we didn't have food. Thought about the time we didn't have clothes on our back. Mama put clothes on our back. But the more things went through my mind, if I could only hear my mother pray again, it would mean so much to me. She'll walk in my room in the midnight hour. I don't want to worry y'all, but I want to let y'all know God has been good to me.
out of all my ups and all my downs. God has been good to me. Can I get a witness? I just want somebody to wave a hand that was down. It looked like you didn't have no friends nowhere. Didn't God make a way for you? Didn't he make a way for you? Didn't he make a way for you? I'm concerned about people that don't know God tonight. I'm concerned about the one don't know. If you're in trouble, what will he do for you? If you're in trouble, what will he do for you? If you put God first, what will he do for you? Can I get a witness? I want y'all to listen to the word of the song.
Thank you, Lord. You may have your seat. I tell you, he's great tonight. When I think about what he done for me, my soul just get happy. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for all of you to come and help us to witness this great move of God. How many of you all are saved tonight? Yeah, I seen some hands go up like that. Both of them went up. I seen some go like that. And ain't quite sure about that thing. Now, after being saved, how many of y'all know you got the Holy Ghost? If you know you got it, why don't you just hunt somebody? Say, neighbor, I got it. Greg's going to come at this time. He's coming at this time. Listen. Greg was saying to me one day, he said, now, one day Jesus touched me. And he said, he first started off saying, somebody. And then he said, but I knew it wasn't on a mama. He said, because our mama done touched me many of times. And I didn't feel what I felt. And so I looked at him and he said, man, that was Jesus. So Jesus, he done touched Greg. He's coming to tell you, somebody touch you. Give Greg a hand as he comes.
I will sing when somebody touched me. Sunday morning, just me with a string of love.
song that we do on Sunday mornings. And you would hear him sing something like this.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His praise. It's all my music in my ears. The sweet.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. You know, when I hear that song and I hear that part when they say he first loved me, what comes to mind is he's still loving me. He's still caring for me. He's still keeping me. He's still providing for me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's not forget that he's still here. Amen. So before I pray and leave you with a song, I just want to not forget, even though we had our Friday fruit, I just want to leave some fresh flowers just to lay in your spirit this Friday evening. Amen. And it will be scripture. Amen. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. It is the season of encouragement. It is the season of healing. It is the season of deliverance. It is the season of trusting and knowing that supernatural miracles will happen as long as we trust, believe, and take our natural hands out of spiritual situations. Amen. The book of Psalms in chapter 73, verse 23, in the New King James Version says, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. Ain't that something? It's like your father taking you out somewhere and say, hey, you with me tonight. Hold my hand. Hold my right hand. Hold me and I got you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be with you through all this, ups, downs, in-betweens, trials, tribulations, lack of, by yourself. Just, I'm with you, whatever the situation, big mountains, little mountains, storms, tornadoes, earthquakes, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 36, verse 7 through 8, how priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. Not delight, delights. Listen. This, the season of the saints. This is the season of the warrior. This is the season of the worshiper. The season of those that are continuously praising, fasting, and seeking his presence, and then listening for instructions, and even after that, obeying the instructions the way God commanded for us to obey them. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to Fresh Fire Friday. I want to thank you, and I hope that we've been a blessing to you, and I know that you've been a blessing to us. So with that being said, Father God, we thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up. We praise your mighty name. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who gave his precious life so we can live and have everlasting life, that we shall not die and shall not perish, but have everlasting life with you. God, have your way in our lives and in our homes, in our minds, and in our hearts. Let nothing trespass against what you have already set for us to do. Let nothing get in the way. Let nothing hinder, stop what you have already and manifest itself now. Lord, we need you, and we're happy to have you. We've said these things in Jesus' name, and we know that they're already done. Please, this song is special. Hallelujah.
I'm reminded this evening of how my father and I used to sit on the back steps of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul There got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in little town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicapped. And I want you to know that I love you so. She said, don't worry about me and my condition, for I'm on my way to that city, so bright and fast. Well, there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there, because my heart will be new. And my eyes, I know they will be too. And she said, I want to ride. I'd like to see the heaven you never leave tonight. There is such a place. How do you believe there was a door somewhere? But she didn't stop there. She said, in a few more days, my life will be over. And somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise. After that old trumpet has sounded, I wonder, do I have a witness here? And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord will have taken me to that city so bright and fast. There would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there, because my heart will be new. And my eyes will live. I know there will be too. And she said, I won't cry. I didn't want to go to heaven tonight. Let me see the heaven you that leave.
Chapter 6. But there, in that new Jerusalem, a city that had 12 foundations, and it said each foundation is a precious stone, and it says 12 gates, each gate is a pearl, 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen, and all over that, near with the Lord. In Isaiah,
the 65th and the 66th chapter says, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven. There where the wolves and the lambs shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like the ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say a thing about the Baptist. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say anything about the Methodist. Am I right about it? It didn't say anything about the Seventh-day Adventist. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't God tonight. God don't want, God don't need,
Hallelujah. Good night and God bless.